And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I always wanted to sing harmony along with myself.
You want to do it one more time?
Here you go. No. We're good.
You sure?
No, I'm good.
Okay. This year, by the way, the podcast brought to you by Aquafina.com. This year, make a resolution to drink more Aquafina. Log on to Aquafina.com and resolve to refresh for your chance to win an amazing three-night Miami Beach getaway or one of thousands of other awesome, amazing, cool prizes. And if you want to get started, you want to visit Aquafina.com right now or first chance you get. And now we can start.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys say, when you're drinking water out of the hose when you're a kid, do y'all call it a hose pipe?
My mom did.
Yeah, we didn't. We never said hose pipe.
We just said hose or the pipe, one of the two. But never hose pipe.
Hose pipe. I say hose pipe, and I know it's not a pipe. I guess it is.
It's a water pipe. It's a pipe. Yes, it's a pipe.
But we don't say water pipe. We say, I've always said hose pipe. I was asking Felipe Garcia, a friend of mine, who is Mexican, and I said,
what does he call it?
He looked at me, and I said, do you call it a hose pipe? And he's a good friend of mine. He goes,
what is it?
He goes, I'm pointing at it. He goes, oh, no, I call it the Jose pipe. And I looked at him, I go, did you just do a joke? He goes,
see?
He goes, I did. I go, that's great. That's great. Jose nice. Pipe.
Yeah, we just called the hose. Remember drinking out of it, though? Like, literally, it had that funky little, a wangy taste to it.
It's like mold. That's a taste of mold.
Is that what
it is?
That's
probably what kept us alive.
Yeah.
We just kind of slathered our insides up with spores. And so we could fight off any kind of infection.
Our bodies were used to all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're right. Because you used to have to wait, though. You never, like, put your mouth to it and then, like, turned it on. You had to turn it on and get the spiders out first and the hot water. Remember, like, it would have hot water?
Oh, that's right. Because the water that had been sitting in the hose
was warm
yeah.
in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel it in your hand, get like warm. Oh, okay, it's ready.
Yep.
And then you run your hand through on it. Okay.
And there was nothing, you know, I'm a person who hates drinking water. This is Bubba talking. And there's something about that taste of that hose water that was so amazing. When you were a kid, you're like, this is the best water ever. You couldn't stop.
Can you imagine our kids drinking out of the hose?
It wouldn't freak me out.
Dad, I'm thirsty. We'll just get you to drink out of the hose. What? Drink out of the hose. That's water. That's okay. Don't we have any bottled water?
Can we go inside? We're going to play video games. Bye, Dad.
Man, I told the boys we had a nice warm day last week. It was, or this week. I can't remember what day it was. I guess it was
we had a warmish day.
It was a warmish day, and I said, hey, you guys going to go outside? Kathy was like, she calls upstairs, hey, guys, yeah, come here. Okay. They're standing at the top. Kathy goes, no TV, video games today. Go outside. Okay.
Are we punished?
So they went outside and met up with some of their friends. It was Martin Luther King Day because all the kids are out there. And so they're out there playing. And they're kind of like, I can tell they're trying to figure out what to do. Like they all are just standing around looking at each other outside. And finally, they started getting like Nerf guns that shoot the little, you know, Nerf bullet things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a war and they had different sides of the street and they had captured the flag and they were playing the Frisbee and they were doing this and all kinds of other things. And they stayed out there for like hours. They must have been out there for 6 hours, 7 hours. And that night, so they're talking, I said, well, you guys seem to figure out how to, you know, learn to play outside like we used to do. And he kind of goes, I'm not kidding. I'm sore. I can already feel it. I'm going to be sore from running around outside.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
That's sad. That's what we did. Man, Saturday morning, first off, I used to get up at 4 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
To watch the cartoons.
I get up so early. I would watch the Hog Report, from the TV. They would have the ag report, you know, some guy giving, you know, hog prices and
the futures.
Yeah, the future prices. And corn futures rose 14 cents.
And then I would watch that. We only had like three channels. And so, and I had a, we had a wood.
Which, by the way, is three more than he currently has.
We had a wood, a cast iron wood stove that heated the house. And so I
Where
fed.
Did you grow up? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Farm living is the. So, yeah, man, I had to get the fire going so it would heat the house because it was cold because by then it had died down.
Wait, your parents would let you light the fire?
And it was already lit, man.
Oh, okay.
With those, you get them going and they burn throughout the night and then they slowly die down. And then you get up in the morning and you got the hot coals still and you throw the wood on there. And mom would like heat water and stuff on top of it. She didn't cook on it, but she would. Like he heat like her water for
Aren't
tea.
Are you making
or
this up?
No,
this is like what we do at the cabin.
No, this is the way I was raised. And then I would sit there and watch. You know how big were those little TVs you used to have? Those big little
13-inch, 15-inch.
Yeah,
a huge one was a 19-inch TV.
Yeah, and you had the
and it
antennas.
Weighed 8,000 pounds.
Oh, it was crazy. And you're sitting there turning it. And remember it had the channel selector. There were two channel selectors. You had one for VHF and one for UHF.
Yep.
That's right.
And I never understood what the other one was for. And then sometimes you could it had an inner ring. It was like a fine tune ring. Do you remember that? Like you'd go to a channel and then it had a
Yes.
It had a little
yes.
one inside that you kind of turned and it would kind of fine tune it.
And it had the ridges like on the side of
yes.
a quarter.
Yes.
And you're like turning it.
My grandparents.
Just right.
My grandparents had.
Do they still have
big,
that TV?
What? No, I'm saying my grandparents had the big antenna on the roof that you had to turn the knob and it would turn the antenna.
We had a tower in my backyard.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
So I just remember that they would try to. Oh, you know, we want to watch the football game. What channel is it on today? 33. Oh, hold on. We got to turn the tower. Go turn the tower. Give it four clicks to the left. And you turn any. Grandpa knew where they all were. 44? Nope. You want to, from where it is there, you want to go six clicks directly to the right. It's
right.
Going to get the tower in the right direction.
Yeah. And then you had,
we had bunny ears. We didn't have the tower on the thing. We just had the bunny ears, remember?
Yeah.
With the thing and the UHF antenna that looked like a bow tie.
Yep.
Boys, we had cable as long as I could remember. I mean, I know we're all about the same age, but we had cable. We were like the first family, and I mean, we were the first family with like Pong, and we weren't rich by any means, but we had Pong, like the video game. We had ColecoVision. We had Ataris. We had cable with all 12 channels or whatever it was at the time.
I remember when we got cable. I was like 6 or 7.
We had
it,
man.
So it wasn't,
our neighbors didn't. We still had the tower in the back, and I used to use it just to climb on to get onto the roof so I could play on the roof. That's a safe thing for all your kids to do.
How about when satellite dishes came out and you had to have a degree in aeronautics to tune the satellite, and it used to pick up all the signals. Like, I remember when ESPN was first out, Jeff Apple had a satellite dish. And we would sit there and watch it. By the way, Jeff Apple slept with his eyes open. True story. And I'm sitting there he's on the couch, and I'm sitting on the floor with my back against the couch, and we're watching ESPN.
You think he's watching. He's sleeping.
And we're watching I'm like, what is up with this channel? They're just sitting there, like, talking amongst themselves, like,
oh, so you got, like, the feed.
You get the feed. Like, they're going through papers, and people are putting makeup on them, and they're just talking about the next shot, and that's your channel.
Good
and I
Lord.
Go, Jeff, this is weird. And he doesn't
you know
say
there
anything.
Were people who just sat there and watched that.
Oh, it was fascinating. I said, this is weird. He doesn't say anything, and I look back, and he's looking at me, and then I realize, creepy Jeff Apple with his eyes open while he sleeps. So I just sit there and watch them do that thing. That was crazy. Never forget that.
My kids, two of them talk in their sleep, and it is the most fun ever. Like, you'll like try to pick them up to move them into their bed, and they're like, oh no, stop, little dragon. Huh? you kind of laugh at him, and they go, "I'm just doing the car." And you're like trying to piece together what the heck they're dreaming of, dragons and cars and huh?
Gosh, that's the best. I had a friend who used to do that, and we taped it. We on vacation one year. I was in college, so we're all on this trip, and I had one of those little mini tape recorders, because this is before you could record stuff on your phone,
like the little micro cassette.
Yeah, a little micro cassette, and we record. It was like, dude, you've been talking in your sleep. No, I haven't. And finally, we recorded it. We had that tape of him going.
Do you guys sleepwalk at all?
No.
I'm told that I do, but I haven't. I don't know. When I was a kid, yeah, I did it all the time.
Did you ever wake up and you're not in the bed?
No, I'm not now, no.
We talked to a friend the other night. Her dog, she woke up and her dog was locked in the closet. So at some point in the night, she got up and put the dog in the closet.
Yep.
That's awfully sad and funny.
It's sad and funny, but it's, yeah, you know.
Speaking of dogs.
Totally off the subject. Okay. Did I tell y'all what happened on New Year's Eve? Christmas Eve to me.
Santa Claus came.
No, yes, but... We never talked about this on the show. Christmas Eve, I went to do my normal thing with my family, and then that was all over by 9 o'clock. And I have a friend in town from high school, back home, that I hadn't seen in 10 years. So I'm gonna go visit her. I used to know her brother and sister, and her mom was like, we used to have a lot of parties there, so I knew her mom. So okay, she's at her mom's trailer, in the trailer park. So I'm gonna go visit her. So I'm in the trailer park on Christmas Eve. And we're all just visiting, having a nice time. And all of a sudden, we hear, "It's an upset woman!" Ah! Woman screams, and then a crash, glass breaking. And we're all like, oh my God, what's going on? So, of course, we go outside to see what it is. And there is a
Like everybody else in the trailer park.
There's a very angry little man with, it's 25 degrees outside. He's got no shirt, no shoes, little shorts on. He is screaming, throwing. We see him throw a beer bottle and hit the back of her car when we get out there. So he's throwing stuff. He's furious. She's standing there looking disheveled, holding about a year and a half, you know, an 18-month-old baby. And there's a dude standing behind her, keeping his distance from the angry man, like keeping her in front of him. Oh. Apparently what happened was.
What a classy act.
Oh, yeah. This was very classy. Apparently what happened was he showed up to see his kid on Christmas Eve. And baby mama had another guy in the trailer visiting. And so he's just going ballistic, okay? But he is losing his mind, throwing stuff, cussing, you know, all this stuff. And then the neighbors start coming out. So he starts puffing up to all of the other guys, all the male neighbors who are walking out. Oh, let me guess. What about you? You been with her too? Huh? And so only he didn't say it that way. He said a lot more vulgar than that. Yeah. Going to the next guy. How about you, huh? You with her? Huh? And I'm like, wow, this guy is crazy and paranoid. And right at that point, my friend's mom goes, not really. I think she has been with all those guys. And then the police showed up and they tased him.
Oh,
so,
yay.
You
got
to see him get tased?
I got to see him get tased
and everything. Oh, Christmas Eve in the trailer park in New Iberia, Louisiana. You know what? Forget Frosty. That's what we were doing.
What a great
gift. We were not watching A Christmas Story on TBS. We were watching a little man get tased in the trailer.
So did they keep telling him, we're going to tase you?
I mean, these guys were by the book. And I thought about taking my phone out, but I didn't want to be one of those people. You know, but several of the other neighbors did, so I'm sure it's somewhere on the internet. But they had to pull weapons. He would not come quietly, and he kept throwing stuff and kicking, and he was raising a fuss. So it was like, sir, you're going to come with us. I ain't coming with you. Just for the record, I feel like I need to say that he was a white guy, but he was a white guy, just in case anyone thinks he wasn't. But
okay. Racist.
I mean, well, I'm
he
just
racist.
Saying.
No, I got to tell you, my favorite show on TV still, and it has been for, 10 years or obviously longer.
The best.
Cops.
The best.
Cops.
I got to
ever.
See real live cops. It was like, that's what it was.
Hey, when they tased him. Did he like go?
Oh yeah, yeah. So he's refusing to come. Finally, he starts to go like he's gonna pick something else up, and that was it. We're not throwing anything else. One guy, and he just falls down, and he's kind of not moving long enough for the cops to get there, grab his arms, put him behind his back, and cuff him. That's it. And then once he was cuffed, laying on the ground, they start talking to her, and they just left him there. They're just laying on the ground.
Yeah. Hey, don't they have little? Don't they have to like? Aren't they little barbs that go in your skin or whatever?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
And they have to kind of. Do they just pull those out like a fish hook?
I would. I don't know how that.
How do they do that?
I guess it's a lot less.
I don't think it hooks you. I think it just.
I would assume
sticks.
It's a lot less painful than a bullet.
Yeah.
So you know, the flip side is.
All I know is once they had him down and they were able to cuff him and get him in the car,
and
everything,
left him alone.
It was like, all right, now we're gonna take a statement from you, ma'am.
I watched a video. There is a I don't know if it's a drug. It's when guys they take a drug. And you're kind of predisposed for
superpowers.
Well, something like that. But it makes it to where they aren't affected by taser guns or any of that stuff. And they watched it was a police video, and he goes, okay, watch right here. And they have this guy, he's got his shirt off, and he's real crazy, very aggressive, and they... And he just keeps going, man. He rips them out, keeps going. They hit him again. He just nothing. It's like it wasn't even on. And then they shot him in the head, but
well,
killed him.
There's always that at the end.
Yeah, but there are those people. I we always joke. Well, we should tase someone on the show. I don't want to get tased, man.
Mm-mm. I would if there was a mat to fall down on.
We can get you a mat.
You I love how quick you went from I don't want to get tased to Luke. We can tase you, bro.
You want to? How many mats you need?
What is the option? Like the how? What are the odds of like people's hearts stopping whenever that happens?
I don't know.
That's the one thing
I'll
fear.
Tell you this: the odds are higher if you're overweight. Guess what? Not a good idea for us.
I don't think it's smart for you to get tased. Mm-mm. You know,
it's also not smart for you to try to scare the crap out of me every day. So, but it doesn't stop you.
Yeah.
Man,
it's D's favorite sport.
It is.
Is to jump out. And Amber was telling me that another girl that works here that you jumped out and you and Gunner.
Oh, I got her good.
Scared the living daylights out of her.
I did this whole thing. I came in like it's like 2:00 in the afternoon or something, and she's the only one here. And I opened the doors, Ms. Gunner and I, and I can hear her like typing or something in the other studio. And so I just close a door out in the main, you know, welcome area. Mm-hmm. I just had a door shut. You know how you kind of, those doors are like, clonk.
Yeah.
And I just didn't say anything.
You just
there.
Knew if you did
I
that,
knew
she was
she
gonna
would
come
like,
look to see who was
Hello?
There.
Hello? Is there anyone there? Shh, don't say anything. Gunner's over there peeing on himself. He's laughing.
He's already
so
laughing.
He can, you know how you're that age. And so she goes back in here typing again. Slam another door. Hello? Patrick? Patrick? And then I come around. And then
that's not how you did it.
No, it was a lot better. And then when I left, I said, well, we're going to leave and I'll take care. She's like, okay, bye. And so I open the door and Gunner starts to walk out and I pull him back and I go, shh. Oh, the door opens and the door slams. So she thinks we're gone out of the building.
Right.
Then you just wait about 5-10 minutes. You really just wait a long time. And then I took my camera and I put it on a video and I put it around the corner to where I can see her in the room. And then I just pulled my head around and went, bah! And got her on her reaction.
Where is that video?
Oh, it's on my phone.
Oh, well, then play that
for What the
for
heck?
Us.
Yeah,
yes,
what am
how
I
have
doing?
We not seen that video?
I'm sorry. It's so great.
Like all of a sudden, I'm coming to the realization. Wait, there's evidence of this?
Yeah, it was.
How do you not share that with us?
Oh, there's a video of me getting acupuncture, which was crazy.
Good times.
Yeah, someone was asking me if that was legit. I after
Did
the
it
fact,
look fake.
No, I mean the feeling of it.
Oh, the sensation.
It really something was going on. Like I could feel pulses going through my arm. It was like an electric current. There's three needles in my wrist. And that was like there was a, it's like it was a flux capacitor.
Because he tapped into a nerve.
Well,
that has to be what happened.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe that is it. But there was a feeling. Now, after the fact, was the world a better place? And did I Did my hair grow back and I lose weight? No, but I think I felt relaxed. I don't know. Did you feel any better, Patrick?
I did. I mean, I felt really, really calm. I slept better that night than I do most nights. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I slept like a baby that night, and I'm an insomniac, so that was pretty cool.
Hey, Bubba, can you plug me in?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the video. I found it. So here's Amber. Oh, here we go. She's just working away. She's looking at the computer monitors, and I'm right around the corner, and here we go.
Hi, Amber!
Oh, my God. You're the worst!
I want to post that. We should post that
on Facebook.
Oh, my
God, you're the worst! That's the best. Oh my God!
It's funny when it
worst.
Happens to somebody else. I hate when you do it to me, but you
I don't.
Know.
I don't. You know, I don't mind getting scared. And people go, you know, oh, but you don't want to get scared. It doesn't bother me. A good scare, I appreciate. I think a real. If you really do a good
you
prank and a scare, I kind of go, you know, good.
You're
job.
Right. The only thing with me is it gets old because you do it a lot. But you're right. When it's
you're
really
so
been
jumpy,
good,
but you're great at.
You have
a
video of
victim.
Me. You caught a video of me in the old studio where I actually tossed my cup of water. You scared me so hard.
Which was a great video.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But you're a really good you're a good victim because you're very blah, you know
reactive.
In. Yes, very. Yeah,
that's fair. I'm fine with that.
One day, man, we're gonna break into your house when you're sleeping. We're gonna put one of those mannequins with a mustache in the bed next to you, and you're gonna wake up next to a mustache mannequin, and it's gonna be great. We're gonna have everything wired up for cameras.
We used to, in the studio we worked in years and years ago, we used to have a cutout of Tim McGraw.
Oh, I hated that thing.
And every day, I knew it was there and it didn't matter. Every day, if you were the first one there, it spooked you.
You flip the light on and there's this person.
It's a person already in there. It was freaky every time.
I told Bubba this. I may have told you this. All last year, I wanted to hire a couple of guys to just hang in here about 20 minutes before you get here and wait till you're the first one in, have you unlock the doors, you know, you're the first one in, you're turning lights on, you know, getting the coffee machine going, and then walk into the main studio and have two guys with masks on with, like, computer monitors in their arms and film that because you would lose your mind.
Yeah, I'm the only one that it's safe to do that to because I'm the only one who doesn't carry.
Yeah, I can't
could
do
never
Bubba.
Do that to Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba would shoot them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of fun too.
That would
be great.
No,
you would reverse it to me because you'd be shocked at how fast the cops would be here.
No, you reverse it. You hire the jokes on these guys, and so you tell them they're going to scare Bubba, and then Bubba pulls a gun out. You get two of them, but
that's
one of them is in on it and one isn't.
That's not even
and
funny.
You shoot blanks, and the other guy like has one of those things where he blows up.
Haven't you seen the
and
crow?
And it's all blood.
Way too much.
And the other guy, and the other guy's like, no, 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 dude, it's a joke. It's a joke. And the other guy's going.
Yeah, but it's a joke. But he's not dead, obviously.
Yeah. He's in on it. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, that's great. Oh, that's like Scare God. Tactics. Remember that show?
Remember the show where they did the girl? I saw it on the internet recently, but it's an old video. The girl at the she's sitting at the cafe, and then somebody spills something on her, and she just loses it. You know, and then she has telekinetic powers.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Actors.
That's a great
like
one.
Like she does this, and the guy flies against the wall
yeah.
and goes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and
all the people in the
moves.
Store that are not actors lose their mind and start running for the.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
And it was for the movie Carrie, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
That was promotion for that movie?
Yeah, at the end of it.
I never watched. You know what's funny about internet videos is I never really watch them to the end. I watch most of them a little. Most videos online are 5 to 3 minutes too long.
Yeah.
And I watch the first part and I go, oh, this is entertaining. Okay, then it gets old and I just punch out. So I never see the ends.
Yeah.
I don't know. We found the perfect video this week, though.
15 seconds. 15
seconds of greatness. Give us a little bit of 15 seconds of greatness.
Can I play that?
Why not?
I'll do just this part.
Well, just do the whole thing. It's fine. You're gonna play part of it. Play all of it. This is a kid.
I have to log back into Facebook.
The kid who I guess he and his mom, he's probably 9 or so, went into a restaurant and he accidentally brought out a plastic cup or something. And he's driving. And so she's like, "You stole that cup. I'm going to have to call the cops." Of course, and this is what she records.
Don't call the cops, please.
Zachary, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared. Please. I'm just your little son.
I'm just your little son. I'm your son.
Please. Zachary, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared. Please. I'm just your little son. I'm your son.
I love I'm your son. That's going to be with us for a long time.
When he gets to that part and he goes, "I'm scared," you can tell he really is scared.
The look on his face is horrendous.
It's a terrible feeling, but I can't get past the fact that it's still hilarious, and I keep going. But, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, and that's where you see a lot of this stuff. Now everyone has cameras on their phone. You get to see a lot more of this stuff.
You ever think about the things in your life that you wish you had gotten on camera, if only you had had a phone on your camera?
Yep, I was driving with Jeremy Howard, and we were out in the middle of nowhere. And you just go back when you're in high school, you just go driving. Your buds, you just go driving. So we're driving. We're my mom and dad's Chrysler LeBaron, and we are hauling. It's a 4-cylinder, and I got it cranked. And we're out driving. We see this sign. You're trying to get air. You hit the little hills, and you're trying to Bo Duke it and Luke Duke it. And there's a sign that says dangerous intersection ahead. And we both look at the sign, and we go, now we're doing 50 miles an hour down a road you should be doing 20. And we go, ooh, dangerous intersection ahead. And it comes up a little hill, and it comes down, and then there is about 2 car lengths where the road just ends. It just stops and goes into a field, and it's a T where it goes left or right, and there's a stop sign. We go, ooh, dangerous intersection ahead. Come over that thing, and we both go, ah! And we'll lock up the car, slide in. Front of it goes into the pasture over the, like a little hill. And we just sat there just, oh, my God. That was when I wish we had a camera.
I remember mine. It was 1999. I was going on family vacation. My mom, my dad, me and my little brother and a couple of friends, we're driving. We were in Mobile, Alabama. I remember the exact spot.
Why is it every one of your stories is in Mobile, Alabama?
I didn't have another story.
You had one like last week. It was Gulf Shores, which is like literally 30 minutes away.
Yeah, because we have – because that's where we go on vacation every year. So that when I was growing up, especially, that's where we always went, to the beach. So, yeah, this was on the way to Gulf Shores. That's why I remember it. But we're driving through Mobile, and they're going over this big hill right before the tunnel. There's this big tunnel on the interstate. And as we're coming over the hill, right in front of us, we didn't see it until that point where you come over, and there's this little truck. And in the back of it, piled high with watermelons, and there's a guy sitting on top of the watermelon, spread eagle, like he had laid them, okay? And he, like, I wish you could see the look. This was the look on his face, just kind of like sitting there, smoking a cigarette, like, what's up?
I laid these.
Yeah, these are my watermelons.
Yeah, these are all my babies.
I'm here to protect the watermelons,
In the back of a moving pickup?
In the back of a moving pickup on the interstate. It's one of those things where you go, I could live another 100 years. I'll never see that again. And if only we'd had a camera, we'd have captured that for all the world to see.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's something to be said for it living in your memories and us. Because you told it to me and Bubba, and now we have
now
it.
Now you have
it.
You see
and
it.
And it's nothing like what really happened. And mine and his aren't even the same, but it's still great.
It's still great, and it's there. And in my family, the people who were in there, 6 or 7 people in that van that day, all you have to do is say, remember the time we saw the guy sitting on top of the watermelons and everybody just laughs? Everybody knows, oh, yeah, the best. We laughed the whole – there's 45 more minutes minimum till you get to the beach. We laughed the whole way. Nobody could stop laughing. We'd stop for a second and someone would go, sitting on top like he laid. The whole way. I've never seen my father laugh harder in my whole life than he did right at that moment.
Oh, it's great.
It's fantastic. I wish, you know, it's just one of those, why didn't we have cameras? Whoever thought to put a camera on your phone that you would carry around with you?
Brilliant.
Genius.
My dad brought the boys back. He watched the kids this weekend. And he's never done that now that they're older. My sons are 14 and 11. And so, you know, when they're younger, we're always kind of had to be there because they're, you know, little babies and stuff. But so he was so excited. He wanted to, you know, be able to watch the boys more. And he sent me a text saying, hey, you know, I'd like to see the boys every, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. Can we do that? Yeah, of course. Do it more than that. So they stayed with them, and he brought him back on Sunday afternoon. He left one of his hearing aids at home, and the car pulls up.
This is not going to
I knew that my dad was – I knew something was up because I'm in my house, and I can hear – I can hear someone talking, and it sounds like white noise, like – and I go out, and it's my dad – he's in the driveway listening to the Seattle game on the radio, and it's so loud I can hear it in my house. Oh my God. And
your boys are in the car with him.
Gunner and Zach are in the back. Zach has headphones on. Gunner has his hands on his ears. And I come to the door and I see Gunner like trying to get out.
Desperately.
But it's locked. The door's locked, you know. And he's trying to reach and pull up the little thing to unlock his own door. He finally gets out of there. And I go, hey, bud. He goes, man, Papa, he is so deaf. It's so loud.
My dad's the same way, dude. He's over watching those Westerns. You know, my dad comes over and he takes over the house. And he's got the TV in the living room on. And it's on the Western channel. And it's just so loud. Like, I was trying to do something in the kitchen, and Stacy was like, can you just go turn your dad's show off? So I was like, hey, Dad, we have to have this off because we have a tradition here where we have silence before meals. And so I turned it
okay.
off.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We need more traditions.
My mother talks at a normal volume. Well, a little loud. She's like me. She's a little loud. Okay. But then she'll get on her phone. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, yeah, no, we're at Patrick's. Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to be here all week. Yeah. And she started meeting. My father sitting in my living room, doesn't even flinch, doesn't react in any way, just slowly, just very calmly picks up the remote, turns the TV, turns the closed captioning on. Doesn't try to put it louder because that won't help. Puts the closed captioning on and puts it back down and just keeps watching TV. Like, I'm like, how do you put up with this? He goes, got to know where the closed caption is on the TV. Other than that, just tune it out.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I grew up with it, man. My dad, he cannot hear a thing. But that's how I got, you know, speaking, you know, the greatest moments ever in Larry history is when I had my motorcycle and I had.
Wait, can you hold on? Can we get an intro for that? Hold on. Let's get this and do it right.
What?
And now, great moments in Larry history.
So I had my motorcycle, and it was purple and black. It was a crotch rocket, a Yamaha. It was a screamer. And it was purple and black, and it had purple rims. And I had a matching helmet, purple and black, and my visor was like Oakley sunglasses. That purplish, you know, you look at it, purplish and bluish and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so
you look like a giant bruise going down the road.
And so I come home, and it's like 10, 11 o'clock at night, Saturday or so. And I can hear the TV on in my mom and dad's room. So I just leave my helmet on, visor down, and I've got my leather jacket on. And you know, when the TV was like, if I was to walk in the room, I could see the back of the TV. So that they're looking kind of towards the door that I'm about to walk into, okay? But they're blinded because they're in a dark room with a bright TV. So their eyesight's all, they can't see anything until you're right on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in to their room. They're just laying in bed watching Johnny Carson or whatever. and I'm completely invisible until I get about 3 feet from them. And all of a sudden, I appear out of the darkness.
Oh, no.
And I just stood there and I went, my dad, I'll never forget, the first thing he did was he protected his junk. His legs went crossways, and he went like this and put his hand on his junk. And my mom...
Did he think you were going to kick him or
something?
I don't
know. I mean, it was just instincts, I guess. And then my mom, her hands went in the air, and she goes, oh, Lord! And then they're scrambling, you know, and they're not very athletic. So
that's one way to put it. All
the,
right.
The sheets were really doing a number on them. They couldn't really get free, and so they're like scrambling. And I'm taking the helmet off. It's me. Dude, my dad was not happy.
He wanted to
punch you. Oh my God, he was livid. And I was like, what? Why are you so mad? That was great. I played that so great. I used the light source as a blind spot, and that is no. So you see, it goes way back. Me wanting to scare people goes way back.
Is just it's deep inside of your character.
It's just part of who I am.
You should have learned your lesson though. When you scared your mother, that's when you've gone too far, and that's when you need to reel it in. I used to remember watching the Bam Margera show.
Yeah.
When he would scare his dad or prank his dad.
Do you think that stuff was real?
I'd say about 20% of it was. You know, the scaring.
The first time, the video that made Bam famous was...
the skate park in the house?
The first one that got him the show, was before he even had his own show, was where he did, instead of his dad's alarm clock, he plugged in his amp and went in and then played his guitar super crazy loud. To wake his father up.
See, I think that was real.
I think that was real because it was pre-TV show. It was, I'm just doing this for the camera for my own amusement.
Yeah.
You know,
I think a lot of this stuff, a reason I ask you if it's real because most of the stuff, the reality is not real at all.
Right. No.
And so we've kind of gotten duped by
that
all
goes back
that over
to
the
Cops.
Years.
Cops is the best show because that's the only one that's probably still real. My favorite is all the true TV stuff that you know none of it's real.
Yeah,
right. You watch the true TV channel, and nothing is real.
No. But when you got a guy peeing inside a cop car telling you that he's, you know, Robert Redford, dude, that's real. It doesn't get any realer than that.
Yeah, huh?
God, that's a great show. It's just the best. That's the way you see people as who they are. Like, we get so, like, I'm looking at Fox's in here. Look at her. Do you know anyone who looks like her?
No.
I don't know anyone who's that attractive.
No, she looks too...
it's just too
very
bright.
Surprised
look
right
at her
now
hair.
There.
Look at the way her hair...
Yeah, it was
perfectly
perfect.
Set. I mean, yeah, it's just nobody...
Even, like, it's just like even normal people on TV, they're all very... Really, if you take them out of that, they're still attractive. And, man, that's not the way the world is. I want to see dumpy people at a trailer park
getting
tased.
Yeah, where's the fat folks?
I want to see people getting tased. I want to see... You know, man boobs. I want to see all that because that's real life. That's why Cops is so great.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best. Dumb theme song. I've always hated that song.
What, the Bad Boys?
The Bad Boys? I mean, I like it now because I'm just so used to it, but...
I never minded it.
I never got a Jamaican rap song
because
for
they're
Cops.
Saying Bad Boys, what you gonna do?
I
what
know,
you gonna
but,
do when they
okay,
come for you? It's just
I understand
perfect.
The lyrics,
it's,
but it's...
Yeah, lyrically, it is kind of perfect.
It's really good, it's, but I mean, the music is... bad.
You know what? It worked because it was like nothing else.
It was catchy, and there was nothing else like it on TV. Everybody knew it. So, yeah, it worked.
And how many times whenever somebody sings that, do you immediately see the whole beginning of Cops in your head?
You know it.
It's a great theme song.
I either think of that or I think of Will Smith and that other guy.
Oh, Martin Lawrence?
Yeah.
Oh,
when they're singing
it?
Yeah.
What was the girl in the Bad Boys 2?
I don't know. Taya Leone was the girl in the first one. I don't know who was in Bad Boys 2.
I think it was Taya Leone too.
I like those two guys in movies. I like just about any Will Smith movie.
Will Smith is pretty consistently
Will Smith
entertaining.
Did great things. Yeah. He kind of failed as a dad, I think.
Oh, I don't say that.
No, that's not maybe
because his kids are weird.
I'm not a big fan.
Look, your kids can turn out weird. Sometimes it's not your fault.
No, okay? You're right. I just I don't like the fact that he's trying to stuff his kids down our life, dude.
Remind you of that when your daughter's in a band.
Is in a band.
Exactly what I'm saying. When there's this track and you're trying to get everybody to listen to it, and remind you, you can't stuff your kids down. Of course, everybody wants to help their kids be more successful. It's just how it is.
So you're saying I should like him now for that?
I'm saying you should not. You should give him a pass on.
Martin Lawrence, however, hilarious. Love Martin Lawrence.
I like Martin Lawrence. He makes Martin Lawrence is like. He's like every guy that we all hung out with in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had a Martin Lawrence bud in high school.
Just a little bit goofy and a little bit crazy.
Yeah, just kind of really. You just kind of he's kind of cool, but really kind of a dweeb.
Yeah,
you know, just kind of dorky, and that's why it kind of takes the edge off of him. I like him.
Kind of goofy looking, like not ugly, but not.
Yeah, he's not.
Not a pretty guy.
Yeah.
Kind of goofy looking dude.
He's just got an average. Again, he's kind of an average.
You're right.
Dude.
I did have that friend in high school. Hey, I might have been that guy in high school.
Are you doing any more of those judging of the speech and drama? Speech and
I haven't done any. They took a big break for Christmas and New Year's, and I haven't done any recently, no. So I've done three of them so far. Every one of them thoroughly entertaining to me. Because
is it like the. Douglas debates the whole. I mean, what kind of debating is it?
I
have no idea. I've never been to a speech and debate class competition.
There's
ever.
Debate, and then there's speaking events. I prefer to judge the speaking events, and then they have the event called Student Congress that I was really good in high school, and so they always want me to judge that. That's not as fun for me. I'm better at it because I know what they should be doing. Because when I was in high school, Student Congress, you pretend to be congressmen and senators. You stand up and you give speeches on
filibuster.
No, you give speeches. Specifically toward a bill, you have to give 2 and 3 minute speeches. So,
do you hide pork barrel stuff in there too?
Okay, stop. No,
God, were you just swarmed with women in high school?
Oh yeah, I had to fight them off with a stick, man. Nothing says you want to date this kid like a chubby kid in a suit getting ready to talk about fake legislation. Let me tell you, that is all the women are coming for that kid, buddy.
Hey, you guys want to go to the party after the high school game? Nah, man, I really got to brush up on my debate tomorrow.
I have fond memories of my high school girlfriend, but sometimes I think back and I go, what was she thinking? Good Lord.
Was it like all older women, like Aunt B kind of age that really into you? Or
yeah, very funny.
Like on Facebook.
What?
On Facebook, if you go through all the comments whenever we post something about
every
Patrick.
Every time somebody, I'll date Patrick. You know,
it's not I'll do it. I would.
I would date Patrick.
If I was single, I would date Patrick.
If I was single, it's yes. Women who are already married just think I'm adorable.
But the ones that do that, if I was single, I would date Patrick.
Yes,
they're all 70.
Yes, ma'am, but you're my mom's age. So no offense, but it's probably not going to work out, just for the record. So anyway, back to the judging speech and debate. They always want me to judge Student Congress, which is fine, and I'm happy to do it. And I feel like this is like my own little way of volunteering and helping.
Please say give back.
It is my way of giving back, yes, okay. Just for you. But it's more fun to judge. There's humorous events where you have to do a 10-minute piece that's funny. And so,
how funny are they?
Sometimes they are really funny.
Is it what they wrote?
No, it's usually it's humorous interp, so it's usually an interpretation of a... of a play or in a monologue. That's
humorous?
Funny.
How hard is that? I mean, they're reading someone else's stuff?
No, it is. To be funny in a room with 10
other
people. To
be funny reading someone else's funny stuff isn't hard?
Yeah, it is. It's
no,
not
it's
easy.
Not.
Because no, it's easy
it's
for
like
you.
Having a script. It's like they're reading a script.
It's easy for you because you have that talent. You could do it. I'm telling you. I've watched them. There's only two types. There's only two types. Really good ones and really bad ones. There's very few, especially with humorous. With other events, there's mediocre, but with humorous, there's very good ones and there's terrible ones. There's no in between. It's just like stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy, there's usually you're either good or you die. You kill or you die. That's it. There's very little in between because if you start out sucking, you're gonna keep you've lost the crowd and they're not with you and you can't get them back. It's almost impossible. So, yeah, it's But it can be fun. It's terrible to watch these kids get up there and be bad, though.
Oh,
that's the worst.
I can't do anything.
Can you say, hey, you know, you were really weak today? I mean, can you be honest?
Honestly, why I got in it so that I could say things like that. Not you don't say it to them. You write it on their score sheet and try to give constructive criticism, like. You know, you should try this, do this. This piece doesn't work for you. The piece was good, but
public speaking is not for you.
Yeah.
Do you find that's more?
I try not to say that.
Do you find writing out like that a critique is better than using a gong?
Dude, if they would give me a gong, I would judge every weekend. It would be so great.
Or how about just like a fake gun where you pretend you kill yourself? How about that one? The kid's right. He's dying. You go, I just want to tell you that. I wish I was dying like you are right now. You can't do that.
No, you're not supposed to do that, really.
Probably scar them.
They're very, very funny about that.
Bubba would be terrible at doing that type of stuff.
Imagine him in the humorous round. He's sitting there. You're sitting there saying it's easy. Bubba wouldn't laugh at all.
I don't laugh at much ever. I mean, I go to a comedy club and I giggle or whatnot, but I don't really. I'm not the boisterous laugher.
If you go in with the mindset of, they're not going to make me laugh, which you would do because it's a challenge. Oh, my God. And you know how hard it is to try to be funny when there's one person in the room, it's the judge.
Was that gunfire?
Yeah. It's one person in the room, it's the judge, Bubba. He's sitting in the back of the room at a little desk because you're in a high school classroom in a desk.
Oh, that's cool.
Doing this. And by the way, I don't fit in the desk.
Sideways?
I have to get the teacher's chair to sit in because I can't sit in the student's desk. Don't judge me. And that one person doesn't laugh. You know how hard it is to keep trying to be funny when you're only doing the thing and there's only one person and they don't laugh?
That's awful.
Awful.
Well, it's, you know, people ask us all the time, like whenever we get up on stage in front of like a Kenny Chesney crowd or something, and you got 70,000 people there. That to me is way easier to do than to talk and try to do some kind of big personal thing with four people.
Well, because that's way easy. When you have big crowds, everything is done with big motions.
But people,
you guys have fun,
But
that's what I was going to say, is people think it's harder to get in front of these giant crowds to do small places.
No, when you get smaller crowds or
it's hard to get a reaction.
Groups, well, everything is more sleight of hand. You're using pauses better. You're using facial expressions more. You're using inflection on words differently.
Instead of just going, can I get a hell yeah? And they all, you know.
Yep. With doing stand-up comedy, there's things about being in a club with 50 people that are better, but it's easier to be in a theater with Killer Bees when there's 200, 300, 400 people there. It's easier because it's easier to get 50 of those people to laugh, and then they start laughing, and everyone else kind of starts. You know, it's easier to work.
The charity chuckles.
Yeah, but the people, laughter is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
If the people see the people around them not laughing, they think, well, it must not be funny, so I'm not going to. Yeah, people, it's contagious. It's not a conscious thought. Sometimes other people have to laugh in order for you to realize that was the punchline. As silly as that sounds, it does make it funnier. So if people don't laugh, you're not funny. So it can be tough to be in a club. On the other side, when you're in a club and everyone's close to you, you can, like you said, you can do more with just a look, a facial expression. You can't do that when you're far away. It doesn't work as well.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway. As often goes with these podcasts, I can't remember where we were. We were somewhere. And then we could
talk about the burger that's made with two funnel cake buns. Hamburger with two funnel cake buns. I saw this on the internet this week. Because that's big. And we're doing this 100 pounds in 100 days. And I am having to miss out on this because I have to behave.
Oh, your arteries are so pleased.
Funnel cake buns.
I'm going to predict that Bubba loses 2 pounds this week and weigh in on Monday.
Hey, 2 pounds is better than no pounds.
I'm going to say I lose 1 to 2 pounds.
Okay,
now remember, you're going to be, after today, you're going to be laying on the couch, having the snip-snip done. Are you going to be able to eat? You can't move around, so are you going to, you're going to be kind of groggy in pain, like maybe you just lay there and you don't eat as much?
Wait, I eat a lot.
Or, we didn't get Patrick. What do you think Patrick's going to lose?
He'll lose a pound.
Wow. What about Jessica?
She'll lose three.
Really? In the second week?
Yeah.
All right. It's a good prediction. We'll find out on Monday.
I think everyone lost quite a bit of water weight. Except for you, because you've been
doing it. Because I'd already done it, yeah.
But Bubba losing almost 10 pounds, that's an anomaly.
Yeah, it was.
Her losing 10 pounds, I think, is a little quirky.
Yeah.
Kooky.
That's like 20 pounds in guy weight.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah,
you know, for a lady to lose 10 pounds in a week, it's like, what?
So me
that's
losing
like Biggest Loser style.
Five pounds. Yeah, maybe three. 2 to 3.
So you're saying again, me 2 pounds, and I don't get that. You 1 pound. Patrick 1 pound. Jessica 3 pounds. Okay.
Yeah, I could be anywhere from 1 to 3. Okay. I don't know. It depends.
I'll do 1 to 3.
Been pretty good.
Did you buy your frozen peas yet?
No. Today I got to get my Valium. I got to pick up a prescription for my one Valium pill. And then some other pills for after they cut on you that you take because they cut on you. And I got to get frozen peas. I guess I should probably get two and cycle them in and out.
I would probably get three and just keep those things rolling.
Yeah.
They said it's the best. They said of all the things that are other things that are out there, frozen peas is not the punchline. It really is the best because they're small and they can kind of conform and all that stuff. And they're frozen and it helps swelling. I'm really not freaked out over it.
You freaked out about it so much that you're over it now?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I don't second guess it until like someone goes, "Yeah, but you're never going to be able to have like your own kids. Like you can't." And then I kind of go,
"Yeah, but I've already got two.
Why am I doing that?" Well, yeah, no, but you're right. I don't want any more kids. But there's also that kind of that primal thing where I'm kind of like,
this is the end of the...
I want to... Yeah, yeah, it's...
Your whole procreation chain is broken as soon as you do this.
Yeah, it's I mean,
it
really
can
deep.
Be undone.
I was going to say, my friend Kevin went and had it undone and then redone. He had the vasectomy, had it undone. They had another child. He went and had it redone.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. And all this is better than... The female version of that, the tying the tubes, is way more complicated and risky. So there's a lot more stuff going on with that. So this is, I mean, the guy tells me, I mean, it couldn't have been more laid back. He was like, man, it takes me 7 minutes. And like, I think I said this on the air. I want him to say, it's going to take me a good 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, take your time with
like,
that, dude.
I don't want this to be a, okay, like, you know, when the guy with the Christmas story and he changing the tire, okay, time me. I don't want it to be that. I'm working on his world record. I want him to take your time. Listen, you want 10 minutes?
Hey,
take
your
10
minutes. You need 15? We're good.
I've paid for an hour of time. If you need to take 10, 20, 30 minutes, go ahead.
You're going
to
say it like this, though, because of the volume. It's going to be like, yeah, go ahead.
And you want to take 20 minutes, you do that. Am I going to be all funky?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
I take it 30 minutes before I get to his office.
Oh, yeah, you're going
to
be prime looped by the time they come get you. They're going to walk out and go, Mr. Haskins, and you're going to go, yeah. Me.
Hello, Ed.
Hey.
And who are you?
Yeah, there.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you.
Is Kathy going to be there with you?
Yo, I can't drive.
That's right. I got in trouble when I got my gallbladder taken out because of the medicine they gave me right before they knocked me out. They give you like something kind of like Valium. I had an IV because it was surgery. So I'm getting an IV, and before they knock me out, they come in and give me this stuff to kind of just relax, very similar to Valium. And I just started talking about how attractive all the nurses were. even in my doped up state, I was smart enough to say the doctors were good looking too, because I realized what I'd done.
Yeah.
So I throw that in. I'm like, everybody here is hot. All the nurses are hot, and I instantly went, danger, danger. And I went, all the doctors are hot. And I looked at my wife, and I went, you're hot? And she goes, stop talking. I went, what? I'm just saying.
Everybody's
it's like a
hot.
Soap opera in here. It's weird. So you don't want to. You don't want your person whose job it is to take care of you after your minor surgery to be mad at you when you get out of it. That's not a good idea.
You know they hear some crazy stuff.
Oh, man. Here's the other thing is that they shaved me. They shaved my belly.
You have hair on your belly?
Yeah, of course I have hair on my belly.
Wow.
But they shaved my belly, but they did it after I was knocked out. Like, they didn't come in. I didn't know they were going to shave my belly until I woke up after my surgery and went, hey, they shaved all the hair off my belly. Like, so that means it's somebody's job to shave this fat guy, this unconscious fat man laying in a hospital bed. Like, that is not the job you
That's
want.
That's like the intern job, or what do they, who do they give that to?
Like,
I'm pretty sure that was Bill Cosby who shaved you.
But you know what? You're getting great sleep now.
Oh, well. Okay.
All right. Well, on that note, on our inappropriate Cosby joke note, that is the...
That's not funny, guys.
No, it's not funny.
It's
not. Absolutely
not. It's not.
Now, read your commercial so we can go home.
This year, make a resolution to drink more Aquafina. Log on to aquafina.com and resolve to refresh for a chance to win an amazing three-night Miami Beach getaway, one of one of thousands of other really awesome, cool prizes. Visit aquafina.com to get started. And now we're done.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.